This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. The Israeli military says a misunderstanding caused it to tell some international reporters that it had invaded the Gaza Strip with ground troops. The army later retracted the statement, but the news had already spread around the world. Well-placed Israeli military correspondents say the misleading army statements were part of an elaborate ruse to lure Hamas fighters into a deadly trap that may have killed dozens of militants. Friday's incident has threatened to further strain what has often been a rocky relationship between the military and the foreign media. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday that Britain would accelerate its COVID-19 vaccination program to try to contain a fast-spreading variant first identified in India that could knock a reopening of the economy off track. Johnson said the government would accelerate remaining second doses to the over 50s and those clinically vulnerable to just 8 weeks after the first dose. It would prioritize first doses for those eligible who had not yet come forward. Even so, the spread of the variant could disrupt Britain's progress out of a lockdown, making it more difficult to move to the final stage of a staggered reopening of the economy in June. A number of U.S. states have embraced new federal guidelines that say fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks indoors or out in most situations, but other states and some businesses are taking a wait-and-see attitude amid questions of whether the new advice from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is safe or even workable, since it essentially leaves it up to people to do the right thing. Labor groups and others warn that employees at stores and other businesses could be forced into unwanted role of vaccination police. This is VOA News. Gas shortages have spread from the south of the United States, almost exhausting supplies in Washington, D.C. The runs on gasoline follow a ransomware attack that forced the nation's largest gasoline pipeline to shut down. Georgia-based Colonial Pipeline reported making substantial progress in getting the pipeline back in full service. Meanwhile, multiple sources reported that Colonial paid the criminals nearly $5 million in cryptocurrency for a software decryption key to unscramble the network. U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday that his administration would seek to put the responsible Russian-speaking ransomware gang out of business. The gang's operators said they were shutting down, but cybersecurity experts warned it could be an exit scam. The head of U.S. Health and Human Services says reports of unaccompanied migrant children being forced to stay overnight in parked buses at the Dallas Convention Center are completely unacceptable, if true. Secretary Xavier Becerra said Friday that the agency is investigating. It's unclear how many children were kept on buses overnight at the Key Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center. Dr. Amy Cohen, a psychiatrist and child advocate, says a 15-year-old Honduran boy she was working with was held from Saturday to Wednesday, and that boy encountered at least three other children who were held as long. Transportation contractor MVM Inc. says one child was held beyond the 4 hours. China has landed a spacecraft on Mars for the first time, the latest step toward for its ambitious space program. Plans call for a rover to stay in the lander for a few days of diagnostic test before rolling down a ramp to explore an area of Mars known as the Utopia Planitia. It is will join an American rover that arrived at the Red Planet in February. China's first Mars landing follows its launch last month of the main mission of what will be a permanent space station, and a mission that brought back rocks from the moon. Announcing the landing Saturday, the official Xinhua news agency says that China has left a footprint on Mars, an important step for the country's space exploration. Again, China landing the spacecraft on Mars for the first time in the latest step forward for its space program. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington, D.C. They do so much for us. No matter where we live on this earth, no matter how or when we arrived, one thing is universal. Mothers delivered us here. Many countries honor mothers and mother figures once a year, but in North America, we do it on this second Sunday in May. So this edition of Music Time in Africa is a tribute to mothers. Every song in the playlist is related to mothers in some way, and all but two are presented by friends and contributors of Music Time in Africa. So you're really not going to hear much from me at all today. There's Bill Odidi and his crew in Nairobi, Kenya, Samed Gaida and his gang in Tamale, Ghana, my own crew from Sierra Leone, Malawi, Kenya, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA, that I rallied on social media earlier this week. And also, there's a team of students, professors, an artist in residence from a class on African electronic music at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, USA. So, there is a lot of awesome stuff packed into this show. Also, and as I usually do on Mother's Day, I'm dropping the full 9-minute, 50-second original version of Sweet Mother by Prince Nico Mbarga and Rockafield Jazz at about 15:15, so you don't want to miss that. So, are you ready? Mothers, are you in the house? Are you ready to be pampered and fussed over? All right, let's get this show on the road. I'm starting us off today with the one of two of my own selections. It's from Mali, and it's by one of the greatest reggae stars, Ivoirian native Tikenja Fakoli. The song is called Iniche, and in it, he's thanking his mother for all that she's done for him. He just keeps saying, thank you, Iniche. I dedicate this song to my own mother, Dorothy Maxine Maynard, who lives in Cabarete, Dominican Republic, and also to my daughter, Arlis Adu Veldhuizen. She lives in Maryland, USA, and is also now a mother of two beautiful baby girls, Alia and Maya. So, Mom and Arlie, you both know Malian and Ivorian music quite well because of me. And I think you'll really love this song. It's got an easygoing beat, nice melody, and beautiful acoustic sounds of the balafone, talking drums, and guitars. I love you two both to the moon and back. And Mom, to you, Iniche. Thank you so much for all you've done for me and continue to do for me every day, 24/7.
Na we na Iniche, Iniche. Na we na Kane wolo, gbele yala. Kane balo, o gbele yala. Kane wolo, nyanina. Kane balo, o nyanina. Na isarate nebolo. Neko na isarate nebolo. Na isara ye ala le bolo. Na isara ye ala le bolo. Na we na we na. Na we na we na. Iniche, Iniche. Na we na we na. Balo, Beleala, na we na we na, na we na we na, Iniche, Iniche, na we na we na. Farafina musolu. Para fina muso balo bele ala kane wolo nyanina kane balo o nyanina na isara tene bolo eko na isara tene bolo na isara ala le bolo na isara ala le bolo
All right, that was Tikenja Fakoli with Iniche. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and I dedicated that song to my mom, Dorothy Maynard, and to my daughter, Arlis Adu Veldhuizen. We are at the top of Music Time in Africa, and it's Mother's Day. So like I said, I have lots of help celebrating it. So I get to step away from the mic now for a while and let friends of Music Time in Africa take it away. First, we're going to hear from the University of Michigan, which then leads us to a beautiful South African song, followed by my crew of well-wishers who submitted shout-outs and song dedications on my social media.
Hi, everyone. This is Noel Lobley, originally from London, UK, but speaking from Charlottesville, Virginia, where I work as a music professor at the University of Virginia. The song I'd love to share with you all is Sujava's Umama. I love this song for the beauty and strength of his voice, the melody, and if you have a chance to watch the beautiful video that accompanies the song, the humility, the humbleness you see in a major South African star returning home to be welcomed by a powerful mother back in his village and welcomed back in the community and by the ancestors. I'd love to dedicate this to all mothers, and especially a particular shout out to my mum, Heather, to her mum, Ellen, to my wife, Nomi, and to her mum, Nuthan, and to my brother, ex's mum, Nomshle, Joyce, Madinda, Siabulela, Kakulu. Many thanks to all the mothers that guide us. Thank you.
Love. Hey, y'all, this is True Buckley from the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, Virginia. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on Voice of America. I'd also love to just give a quick shout-out to my mom. You've taught me more than you can ever imagine, and I'm especially thankful for the curiosity that you've instilled in me. You taught me how important it is to never be afraid to ask questions and to always be learning. You also taught me how to throw a baseball, so that's pretty cool. Love you.
This is Nimatu Asilia, a nurse by profession. I'm from the Upper East Region. The name of my mom is Hawa Adamu. Mom, I love you. Your calm nature keeps amusing me and it keeps me going. Your advice, your prayers, your smile, I will never forget. I love you. A special song to you, I Do Love You, by Akwaabo.
Mwah. I want to be with you forever.
Bangula, and I am studying mass communication here at FBC in Freetown, Sierra Leone, and I just want to wish all the mothers around the world a happy Mother's Day, a very, very happy Mother's Day, especially to my mother, Meyi Boema. I love you so, so much. Thank you for taking very good care of me. Like, you carried me in your belly for 9 months. Even before I was even born, you were taking care of me in that belly, feeding me. You know, you didn't get rid of me. I'm so, so grateful. It's because of you that I'm here right now, and I'm so very thankful. And so I would like to, like, request a song for my mom. It's a Sierra Leonean song, and it's a song by Lady Felicia, and it's called Song for Mama. Again, happy Mother's Day.
I love you, Mom.
This is Rebecca Chiritich from Nairobi, Kenya, and today I want to speak to my mom, Mrs. Priska Busine, who's about 316 kilometers away from where I am. So, Mom, happy Mother's Day. Today I choose to celebrate you. You have taught me so much. I've learned a lot from you. The words of encouragement, the lessons, the hugs, the beatings. You really beat us up. But I see the benefits of all that now. So today I choose to celebrate your resilience, your love for us, the sacrifices you've made. I am because you are. And today, I know there are many times I wronged you. Here's Brenda Fassie's Mama, I'm sorry. Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. I love you.
Hello, my name is Pastor Salim Israel from Ghana. I am here to wish my mother, actually I have a mother who took care of me. She's called Teni Sebiam. I want to wish her a happy Mother's Day. And I just want to thank her for all that she has done for me. She has really taken good care of me. She has made me the man that I am right now. So therefore, I just want to thank God for her life. And I want to wish her the best. And I want to pray that God keeps her more and alive to reap what she has sowed in me. And also, I want to dedicate a song by Celine Dion, which says, Mama, you gave birth to me. That song. So thank you so much and happy Mother's Day to you, Mama Teni. God bless you. Shalom.
Mama, you gave love to me. Turned a young woman into a woman.
Hi guys, my name is Flora Azubayam and I reside in Tamale, Ghana. I want to use this opportunity to wish my mom, Madam Grace Adeiga, a happy Mother's Day. Mommy, we love you so much. We will continue to make you proud. Continue to be strong for us. Mommy, you are the best mom in the world. Happy Mother's Day. I dedicate this song, Running by Simi, to you. Enjoy your day. I love you so much. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Running, running, running.
Happy Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, Mom. Thank you so much for being my best friend, for being my rock, for believing in my dreams, for believing in my goals, as much as sometimes they don't make any sense, but you are the only person in the whole wide world that believes in me. I'd love to dedicate this song to you by Boyz II Men called A Song for Mama. I love you so much. May God give you long life and God bless you. Happy Mother's Day.
Mama.
The most hardworking woman in the world, Catherine Ombam, we love you and I hope you enjoy Mother's Day.
This is Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right. Hey, guys. I'm back just for a minute to say hello before I drop that full 9-minute, 50-second, complete original version of Sweet Mother by Prince Nico Mbarga and Rockefeller Jazz. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. Listen, there is so much fun stuff in this hour. After Sweet Mother, you're going to hear from Tolile X Matinda, a hip-hop artist and social activist who also is in residency at the University of Virginia. He dedicates a classic South African song, Two Mothers, from 1996. And then from Bill Odidi, who has a great couple of chats with folks in Nairobi who talk about their mothers and all they've done for them, plus an awesome Afrobeats collabo from Nigeria that was released back in 2016. And I can't believe I've never had this song on Mother's Day yet. It's amazing. It features Iyanya, Olamide, Celebobo, Tekno, and Yemi Alade. It's called Mama Oyoyo. Plus a lot more after that, but I'll catch up with you again later.
Africa. Hi, my name is Tolile Matinda in South Africa, Makanda. I would like to give a dedication from a song from Kefa Semenya, Woman Has a Right to Be. This song is close to my heart in many ways because it speaks the language of freedom, justice for all, but mainly for women, the way they're treated by men, men who pretend that women don't exist. So this song is a highlight to say women have a right to be, have a right to live. Also, this is a spirit that I would like to send out there because my mother used to love this song. You know, may her soul rest in peace. But the spirit is just right here next to me enjoying this moment of me sending this message out there to other women. You know, peace.
Let me call my chicken.
All right. Hey, hello, everyone. Happy Mother's Day. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're just coming off Woman Got a Right to Be by Kefis Semenya. That song was dedicated by Tolile X Matinda to women and mothers, including his own mom, who loved the song. May she rest in peace. Now, Bill Odidi has this from Kenya. And with that awesome Afro Beats tribute to mothers, Mama Oyoyo, to follow.
Give her freedom and equality, she's got the right to be.
Woman got the right to be.
Thank you, Heather Maxwell, and greetings from Nairobi. This is Bill Odidi, and you know, it seems just like yesterday when we were celebrating Mother's Day 2020. Now, Mother's Day never used to be a huge occasion here in Kenya a few years back, but in recent times, particularly with the influence of social media, people are more aware of the day, they're more in tune about the occasion, and there's a lot of hype, rightly so, about the occasion. So I've been speaking to some people here in Nairobi, and they're sharing the one reason why they're grateful to their mothers. Let's begin with a young musician who says he would never have started playing an instrument if it was not for his mother.
Hi, my name is Imani Karani. I'm 17. First, I started in baby class. My mom
used baby to, class?
Yeah. My mom paid for a piano teacher. I didn't really enjoy it because the time where I was supposed to have my piano lesson was the time other kids were out playing. At class 4, my friends started and my mom decided I'll also start. So I started playing the piano and found my way to playing the violin.
Do you have a message for your mom on Mother's Day?
Yeah. Mom, I really love you. I really appreciate what she's done for me in terms of music, in terms of taking care of us, me and my brother. She really believes in me. I see many people starting music and they stop because of studies, but she allows me to express myself in different ways, which I really appreciate, and I thank her for that.
My name's Sanduku Thomas. I'm an investigator by profession. You know, first of all, I am disciplined because of my mother. As you can see, I've even made inroads to study even in the U.S. That's a great achievement, to thank my mother and my God. You know, you can't pay anything back to your parents. The only thing is to thank them and to do well. So we are celebrating our mothers, because without the mothers, we would not be having this society called Kenya. This is a good day to remember what you are today. Then thank your mother.
So hi, my name is Mumbua Mwoki. I'm a journalist and I'm a sales and marketing manager. I wouldn't be where I am or who I am without my mom. I owe everything I have to my mom. She's my backbone. She's my everything. And she's my best friend.
What music does your mom listen to?
She's all over. She can listen to anything, you know. So if we're listening to reggae, she'll jump into it. She goes out with my dad. They'll dance to rumba. She doesn't have a choice.
Yeah. So if there'd be one message for your mom today, what would that be?
Simply, I love you, mom.
You can hear some really genuine feelings of love and appreciation for mom on Mother's Day. So I might as well use this chance to wish my own mother a belated happy birthday, which was just a few days ago on the 6th of May. And happy Mother's Day. I'm sure any mother would enjoy this song right here, Mama Oyoyo, by the superstar Nigerian collaboration of Yemi Alade, Olamide, Yanya, Selebobo. This is so good. And back to you, Heather Maxwell, and happy Mother's Day.
Mama Oyoyo, released in 2016 out of Nigeria, and the song that the wonderful Bill Odidi dedicated to his mom right after, also presenting us with those fun chats with folks on the streets of Nairobi. Hey everyone, I'm Heather Maxwell, and now we're going to hear more from the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, Virginia, USA. If you've been with us all hour long, you'll remember that we already heard from music professor Noel Larby at the top of the hour, and then X, remember, he dedicated Woman Got a Right to Be that we just heard a few moments ago, and maybe even you remember that little shout out by Drew Buckley earlier in the show. Well, anyway, now here is more from the students of University of Virginia.
Hey, everyone. Hope you're having a restful and relaxing Mother's Day weekend so far. This is Jeff Dutter, a student at the University of Virginia and part of the African Electronic Music class. I'm so grateful to have the chance to be on today's show. This next song is one that I created myself with the help of a couple voicemails left by my mom and my grandmother and a simple chord progression and beat to go with it. I think you'll enjoy it. I'd like to dedicate it to my own mom. Mom, you've seen me through some of my darkest and brightest moments with unwavering patience, faith, gratitude, and love. I appreciate everything that you do for me, for yourself, and for the world. And this one goes out to you. Happy Mother's Day.
Hi, Jeff, it's Grammy. I'm just calling to see how school went on your first day. I tried Tim too, but he can't take messages, so maybe one of you guys will call and bring me up to date. Hope it went okay. Bye.
Oh, happy day. There's room on the voicemail. Not sure if you'll listen to this, but at least I'm recording something. It's Mom, and it's almost 11 on St. Patrick's Day, my lad. Sending my love to you down there in Charlottesville.
Please call me, even if you call me tonight and it's late. If you get this, just I'll send you a quick text. I'd love to hear your voice. And having to wish you a happy birthday. Okay, I love you. Bye.
Hi, everybody. I'm Hannah.
I'm Omid.
And I'm Amy, and today we're also broadcasting from the United States, Charlottesville, Virginia, to be specific, where we also attend the University of Virginia.
We want to recognize all the working mamas with a song we really love from South Africa by Moonchild Sanelli.
Yeah, Moonchild Sanelli is a South African artist. The song, which she released last September in her 2020 EP Nudes, is about a fun-loving party of sexual expressiveness. The entire album is a record of self-empowerment, which I think is super cool because, at least with the mothers in my family, raising their children kind of becomes their entire life, and the kind of life they had before is forgotten.
They work twice as hard as most people, at home raising their kids and at their jobs.
We chose Moonchild Sanelli to feature because she's got this super cool blue hair, for one, and she's an amazing working mother. She celebrates her life, body, and sexuality.
So everyone get on your feet for all our working mothers out there, because we know they're already grooving. Here's Moonchild Sinelli's Thunder Thigh.
Of Virginia. If you're just tuning in now, we're listening to Thunder Thighs by Moonchild Sanelli. One reason I love this song is because it makes me think of my oldest sister. She's one of my best friends, and she has two kids. My sister growing up was driven, loving, and a crazily talented performer, and after having kids, she's still all of that.
Obviously, she's had the new challenge of juggling her career with raising two children. But watching my sister become a mom has helped me see my mom and all mothers as full humans. Happy Mother's Day, Em. Now, let's get back to celebrating my sister and all the other working mamas by listening to the rest of Moonchild Sinelli's electric Thunder Thighs.
By Moonchild Sinelli. I'm Omid, sending all my love to my mom, Yalda.
This is Hannah, wishing you all a happy Mother's Day. Shout out to my mom, Kim.
And a shout out to my mom, Chui. Sending you all love from the University of Virginia. I hope you all have a great Mother's Day.
Hi, I'm Stefan.
And I'm Michael.
We're here to share with you all So Beautiful by Asha.
A very soulful and love-inducing song for you on this wonderful Mother's Day. It's quiet and peaceful while also holding immense power. This one goes out to our beloved mothers, too. Shout out to Natasha.
And Barbara.
Beautiful, it's your name. Wonderful is what you are to me. It's you I see in my dreams. So beautiful, mama, so beautiful. Emi wa mama kan. Talere ye ye ye. Mama mi orojuri. That is why I'm loving you. Ni tori ama o oji a ile oko.
Enjoyed those features by UVA students from Charlottesville, Virginia. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we have got time for one more from Tamale, Ghana. Here's reporter Samed Gaida.
Happy Mother's Day to you, Heather. And put a song on to my camp, Dunya Nyangzo. And that is in Dagbani, meaning special greetings to all mothers across the globe. I present to you in this report some beautiful Mother's Day messages from the streets of northern Ghana. Oh, mama, yeah,
My name is Rukaya, and I'm from Tamale, Ghana. I want to wish my mother, Adiza Liza Sasmaila, Happy Mother's Day. It is my prayer that the good Lord will continue to protect her, guide her, and bless her with all her heart desires. And I want to request a song from Tolda's Sweet Mother for her. Mama, I love you so much. No, I'm not a fan when I'm not you.
My name is Marshall Hassan. I'm from Ghana. My mom's name is Haji Agnes Al-Hassan. I just want to tell her how amazing and how grateful I am for her support. On this Mother's Day, I wish her nothing but the best, and I want to dedicate Sweet Mother to her.
Osman Bifailu from Tamale, Ghana. My mother's name is Osman Saada. On this Mother's Day occasion, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to you, Mom. I love you, and I want to dedicate Sweet Mother to her. May God continue to bless and protect you from myself and my siblings. We say we love you.
Mama, I dedicate this song to you. Wherever you day, my mama, I just want to say thank you. Sing this song for you. Wherever you day, my mama, I just want to say thank you, boo-boo, for the things you they do for me, for the blessings you rain on me. Sometimes I lose my way, but you still the prayer for me, the sacrifice for me. Oh yeah, yeah, mama, God bless you, oh mama, yeah, me sure I want, mama, God bless you. You hustle for my kids. 9 months for the belly, no be easy. But you end your deep pain for my sake. One try me fake. Boom, ring, yeah, eh, mama, boom, ring, yeah, eh, boom, ring, yeah, eh, do any no boom, ring, yeah, eh, oh, mama, God bless you, oh, mama. Yeah, me sure I want, mama, God bless you.
Hi, I'm Sidika from Natapio Koshi in Accra, Ghana. I'd like to wish my mother a happy Mother's Day. Auntie Zelia to Al-Hassan, I'd like to wish you a happy Mother's Day. And I'd like for God to keep you around long enough for us to have all the love you showered us, and for us to pamper you even more, since you deserve all the love you can get. And also, I'd like to dedicate a song to you entitled Oba, sung by yours truly. Love you, Mom. Won kon imitiye entina medawo o kasane o sirie la krone konio wanan so ane wa enme anuna yame fe o tana o nante na chinye la krone konio la krone konio.
Oh, yeah.
To conclude, I would like to send a special message to my mom, Hajia Salama Tugaida, for all her sacrifices. Her reward is with the Lord. I'm Samad Gaida from Northern Ghana. Thank you, Heda.
All right, and you are welcome, Samed. Thank you for that great Mother's Day tribute. Well, that concludes today's show. Thanks so much for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed this Mother's Day 2021 special and that you finished out your weekend well, too. Also, to all of those who contributed to today's program, there are just too many of you to name one by one here, but a huge and loving, warm thank you. Thank you so much. Once again, to all, happy Mother's Day. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09.0500 UTC, Saturdays and Sundays at 09.05, 1505, 2005, and 2205 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.